This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here, the toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
DJ the Spy,
and Johnson.
So we're going to tell you the latest on the Robin Hood situation coming up tonight. But first, Johnson, you had something that you wanted to talk about, which is why it pays to be grumpy.
Yes.
And I said, this is a perfect story for you. I've not seen it. I don't know what you're going to say. But, you know, you've always struck me as a little angry, a little grumpy.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Although you're smiling tonight.
I'm a pessimist.
You look okay tonight.
But whenever I'm smiling on the outside, just know that I'm not on the inside.
Really?
For the most part.
Well, you know, that's okay.
But yeah. You've been doing a lot of working out. I don't know if we can talk about that. But
sure.
You've got to be feeling better than you've been feeling.
I guess. Yeah, I mean,
physically.
Yeah, a little bit.
How much weight have you lost?
I've lost almost 10 pounds.
In what, like three weeks?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Keep going.
That's pretty good.
I lost about 50. I mean,
not in 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks?
No. But I mean,
that's like dangerous level of weight loss.
I'm coming up on a weight loss of 100.
No. I mean, the most important thing about any weight loss regimen is just to start it.
I
don't care how fat you are.
Right?
No.
Well, you know, it's very discouraging because, you know, fat is 3,500 kilocalories a pound. So, like, when I was doing our walk to Boston recently with James, so James and I, Lark, I said, okay, we're going to see who's tougher. We're just going to go
three towns over.
Right.
No, 17 miles in the heat. We're being bitten by the insects, and we're we ran out of water, and it's really hot. And I said, well,
that sounded like a smart decision.
I'm going to keep going. I'm getting to Boston, or you're quitting. There's only two options. There's, you know, and so it was this really interesting. We were watching the Navy SEALs.
So he quit.
Of course he quit. He said, you know, I will bust my skull open, as I did at your recent 4th of July, New Hampshire.
Well, now we know who's tougher. Is it the NSA or the Army?
The Army is a bunch of weaklings.
Your fiance used to be in the Army, and
yes.
You used to be in the NSA.
Well, I mean, we actually were motivating each other, because we both knew that the other...
Or you would have quit earlier.
Well, remember, the deal was, I would buy him a car, and...
If I
tapped out first, and then what would he get? I said, we don't even need to consider that because
you're not tapping
I am
out.
Not tapping out first.
All right, and so let's get back into the story here that Johnson wanted to share with us. And by the way, where is it coming from, this anger, grumpy story or whatever?
It's like a BBC Future.
Okay.
You know, the BBC. Before we move on, I did want to say that I'm actually rolling up on, it's been a very, very long course of weight loss, but I'm actually rolling up 100 pounds of weight loss.
Congratulations, my goodness.
Since,
I'm always happy
like
here when you meet
over 10 years, but yeah, I've slowly been losing weight. This story from BBC Future. Being bad-tempered and pessimistic helps you to earn more, live longer, and enjoy a healthier marriage. It's almost enough to put a smiler on the dourest of faces. So
you ever think they just make... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. On stage, they're gonna give several examples of people.
Right.
On stage, he's a lovable, floppy-haired Prince Charming. Off camera, well, let's say he needs a lot of personal space. He hates being a celebrity. He resents being an actor. To his ex-girlfriend Elizabeth Hurley's friends, he was known as Grumple Stiltskin. Hugh Grant may be famed for being moody and a little challenging to work with, but could a grumpy attitude be the secret to his success? The pressure to be positive has never been greater. Cultural forces have whipped up frenzied pursuit of happiness, spawning $1 billion book sales, a cottage industry, and self-help and plaster.
Yeah, where are all the anger
all
books?
Over the,
right. Where's all the self-anger books?
I want to be
books?
Angry
right.
And sad and
exactly.
Drunk and heroin. I want to be miserable.
Right. There isn't that. It's all like, oh, be happy all the time. That's going to mm-hmm. And it doesn't work. You know, it's clear that all these industries and all this money.
Of course, you would say that you're negative.
And what's happening? I'm starting to lose weight. As soon as I started getting negative and really beating myself up and getting honest,
oh, really?
Things have started to change.
Well, I wouldn't say honesty is negative. I just said you started
sometimes
to get honest with yourself. You
sometimes
said, this is not what I want.
Is not, yeah, sometimes the truth
There's
knows.
Nothing negative about saying this is not what I want to be. Physically, this is not the body I want. What kind of body do you want, Johnson?
Sure.
Tell me.
Sure. I mean, that's
you tell me the body you want, I'll
if
help you
get
it.
If you can get to the goal either direction, then it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Like, if your goal is to lose weight and you can do it through positive thinking or just being angry at yourself,
right,
if it's working...
Like, okay, for example, every single social movement throughout history that's ever been successful has spawned from anger. Period.
Sure, people are frustrated with the way things
right.
are.
Yeah.
They want to see change.
You know, it's valid, valuable, and necessary. Anger is one of those things that's like, you know, some people sometimes
yeah.
need to have it.
No, I agree. You're going, you can't avoid it. I don't think
right.
that you can avoid at certain points in your life having anger. But I, in my
but
opinion,
too many people
it's bad
ignore
to
it
stay
and tell
there.
You, no, just get over it and be happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, use it to motivate yourself.
Sure, if that's
take
what
control,
you need.
You know, take, you know. I don't think it's if you need it. Everyone needs it.
Well,
yes, if that's what
you
need.
Can
yes,
motivate
it is
yourself.
What you need.
Sure, but if you can be... Okay, so if something happens in the world and you get angry about it, then that motivates you to do something. Okay, do you need to stay angry in order to stay motivated?
I don't know. Yeah,
I would
think
say
so.
You do not. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll get into your list deeper, but you can call in about anything. We got Richard on the line in Gulf Breeze, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ, and Johnson. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how you doing? I was just sitting here, and I saw, like, Mark Stevens posted a new video on YouTube, and, you know, and then it just flashed in my mind, like, you went to court, like, he was your attorney until the judge was yelling at TV and the monitor and stuff, and then threatening to unplug him and unplugged him and stuff. Whatever became of that? And are you going to
sure.
file an appeal or whatever?
So and you're like, asking I mean, about a case that was actually not court. It was an administrative hearing at the DMV. And I guess if you search for Ian Freeman administrative hearing DMV or something like that, or Ian Freeman DMV.
Oh, you poor dear. You have to go down and deal with those people. Okay.
And so, yeah, so basically you go in and then there's some administrator who is an attorney by trade, likely, but he's not a judge. He just is an administrative DMV bureaucrat. And the thing they were trying to do was, I think, suspend my driving privileges or something like that. It was all tied in with a situation that involved getting a name change. And, yes, it is a somewhat involved story that I probably couldn't even retell because it involves a lot of details that I did not retain.
That's right, Ian Bernard.
But if you want to if you want to learn more about it, I did write it up, and there's a full video of it that you can, you know, watch, and then I'm sure there's some sort of follow-up over at freekeen.com. I don't know exactly what to look for except for maybe DMV hearing or
would,
something
would
like that.
Would you have him represent you again? I mean, he got unplugged and stuff, but, I mean, he made valid points and stuff. I mean, would you have him represent you again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind upsetting a administrative bureaucrat or whatever. I mean, I thought it was pretty entertaining watching the two of them go back and forth. So what you're referring
well, no,
to is
yelling at the,
Mark
the
Stevens.
Was yelling at the TV. I mean, that was the funniest thing. He's yelling.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
it was very.
I feel when I watch the news, you know. It's like,
it was
oh,
very funny.
You, stop.
Yeah,
and,
so Mark
I just
Stevens
know
is.
What became of that?
Mark Stevens is a kind of a legal guru, for lack of a better term. He helps people sort of reveal the violence inherent in the system. There's no guarantee that his approach is going to get your case thrown out. In this case, his approach got him thrown out of the administrative tribunal. And it was pretty amusing watching it happen. So what happened out of that? I was able to... I was basically threatened by the court, ultimately, that I had to get my... license put in my new name or whatever. I had to get a New Hampshire license rather than a Florida license, or else they were going to suspend my driving privileges forever. And so I went ahead and I did that, which ended up leading me to getting arrested for a couple of things. One of them, unsworn falsification, a couple of misdemeanor charges based on a paperwork snafu. And I'm currently still on a suspended sentence on those charges through
November.
You better
behave yourself, you naughty boy.
So.
They can revoke that at any time. All it takes is that one clerk. She can hit a button, change valid to invalid. Is your license valid? Why? Change it to an N with one hit of a button. So do not make them DM clerks mad.
Are you going up on the chopping block? For that? Are you going to be going up on the chopping block for the misdemeanors and the
No, that was back in 2014. As I said, I'm on a suspended sentence. So normally when you get
gotcha.
A sentence, they can
right.
suspend it by not actually having you go to jail or whatever, and you just have
right.
to be a good boy on the outside, and then they will they'll let you off
they
the suspended
just,
sentence
they just
after
hold
a couple
the
years.
Stick. They don't they
yeah.
swing the stick. They just
exactly.
Hold it.
Well, the good news is when I moved to New Hampshire, I never updated any kind of license. I kept my Florida license for many years, and the only reason I ended up surrendering it was because of the New Hampshire bureaucrats basically threatening me with the loss of driving privileges. And the only reason they came after me was because I'm an activist and they knew who I was.
I got a great story about the DMV.
So the average person, thank you, I appreciate that. The average person, thanks for the call, the average person would be able to, in theory, get away with it for much longer because they're not always being scrutinized by the authorities and the police and things like that, like I was. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to join us there, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We're going to get back into the question of anger. Can it actually motivate? Can it be a good thing? Can it help you? Johnson's got that story. We'll get back into that here. Your calls and thoughts come first. Also, did you hear the number of Bitcoin has been upped? It was $50,000 worth of Bitcoin. Now it's $250,000 worth of Bitcoin that is in the offering to Bernie Sanders. He gets to choose the charity of his choice. All he's got to do to get $250,000 worth of Bitcoin donated to the charity of his choice is agree to a three-hour-long debate with Adam Kokesh. Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. He gets to choose the debate location. And all he's got to do is show up and complete the debate in which both men have equal time. And then $250,000 worth of Bitcoin will be donated to the charity of Bernie's choice.
Bernie's not going to take that offer.
No, he's completely ignoring the offer thus far. But if you know how to get get in touch with him, maybe you should put this in front of him. Because we don't know if he's even seen it yet. Presumably he has. Because
I'm sure some of his staff and said, yeah, look, this Kokesh guy is crazy. We don't want to give him any airtime. It's going to interfere with our agenda. So if we were talking 5-10 million, we might consider it, but everyone has their price. So.
Bernie.freetalklive.com is where you can go to learn more about it. It's Bernie.freetalklive.com. We're going to try something.
By the way, I'm total Adam Kokesh fan. Adam would trounce Bernie.
Oh, of course he would.
Yes. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, took a chokehold from the U.S. Park Police for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial.
But that's the thing. You know, it depends on the perspective. If there's a bunch of Bernie fans in the audience, they'll probably think Bernie trounced Adam
Kokesh. Well, of course. But
so it just all depends on your perspective. We're going to try something a little bit different here, a bit of experimental radio. We've got two callers who are just some of the most fascinating out there in the talk radio industry. Ralph is with us, and Sarah in Albuquerque.
Oh, God.
I want to turn the show over to the two of you, and you can kind of figure it out from here. Maybe you could interview one another or whatever. But here, look, there's either going to be magic here or it's going to be a complete failure. So, Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So we've got Sarah, and I'm going to turn you up here just because you're a little bit quiet. And then, Ralph, are you with us?
I'm with you, yes.
Okay.
Hello to you, Sarah. How are you?
We are doing fine, my good sir.
No, she's talking to Sarah.
Talking to Sarah right now? Okay. Okay. All right. Hello, Sarah from New Mexico. I believe the state where you're calling from. I'm here from in New Jersey. Now, the subject matter in my mind right now is what happened there in Wisconsin, which, in my opinion, is, you know, despicable a disgraceful moment for our country, okay? This is a naked display of bigotry, okay, and an open declaration of racial warfare. This is what, you know, white guilty has brought upon in this country, okay? You for those who are not aware, there is a white flight that's happening right now in most major urban areas in this country. And as far as El Negro animal is concerned and the racism of the Black Lives Matter, it takes one to know one. El Negro animal, in my opinion, is a racist of the primitive kind. He's one with Satan. He's one with
right now, I just wish I had a time machine. I could send Ralph back to the 1950s, the Little Rock, Arkansas. He would fit in perfectly.
Sarah,
you have to give Sarah some chance to respond.
Yes.
I do believe that racism is very rampant in America, and I hear this a lot.
It's not a one-way deal, Sarah. You know that, right, my dear? It's not a one-way deal. Blacks can be racist, though. Enough with this talk about, you know, the hate that they produce, okay? You can go back to, you know, the Malcolm X interview with the late, you know, Mike Wallace, okay? This is the reason why we have issues, because of, the system, the racist system being imposed upon us. Are you kidding me? I mean,
are you kidding him, Sarah? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, I'm in agreement with it. I feel like...
that's a hallelujah moment right there. you know, agreeing there.
Wait a minute, but I do want to. Did you know there's a magnetic levitation train up in Europe and in Japan? It's called a boat.
Maglev, yeah, they call it Maglev. Yeah, right. They call it Maglev.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking that, it's actually suspended 1 inch and it's magnetic, and when they charge it with electricity, it goes at like 180 miles per hour. And the thing is that California wanted to put one from Los Angeles to San Francisco. It was talked about 10 years ago, and nobody is even talking about it. It just, the conversation just dropped, you know? So that was the point that I called in about. But, you know, the thing is that I know that African Americans in America, they suffer a great deal of police harassment, a lot of police brutality, and a lot of discrimination.
What about the black inflicting things to other black, okay? I read something, Sarah, on, I believe that's the website maintained by one Mr. Glenn Beck, the article was very, very interesting in that it mentioned something about Black Lives Matter and the race war, okay? And they are definitely, absolutely, in my opinion, instigating one, trying to find the blame of one. These animal elements, the Black Lives Matter, we can do without them, okay? And if you follow the money on this whole thing, who is, giving the support to these people, it goes back to a man named George Soros. You know, and the funny thing about him is he's also, pushing for more refugees pouring into, Europe and transforming Europe into Eurabia. Europe would not be what it is as we know it, or as I know it when I first came here in America, okay? Back in the days when they had the uprising in Poland. Remember,
I've always told Ralph he'd make a great talk show host. I mean, we could have gone away and gotten some coffee during that. Ralph, you're
all
very, very
advertisers
good.
Advertisers would have dumped us.
it's not far. You know, it's not impossible for anyone to believe that the shifting demographic going on in Europe right now would definitely transform that whole place.
Ralph, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I think that they canceled the train, the maglev train in California because they were white guilty.
I'm going to let Sarah get the last word in on this. Go ahead, Sarah. He pretty much dominated that conversation.
Okay. Well, the thing about it is that, I think we have enough engineers and intelligent people, educated people, that we could have a magnetic levitation train. So then,
God is bless you. I mean, you are just, you both got your topics out there, and it almost sounded like a conversation. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Magnetic trains. Well, you know, if the market says that's what people want, then that's what they should have. But let's
keep Free Talk Live, where anything goes.
Yeah, let's keep the government out of it. That worked a little bit better than I thought that it would. My expectations weren't high, though. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got the audio on demand listen line available to you now that allows you to listen to not just Free Talk Live, but almost a dozen on-demand shows that are mostly originally sourced from LRN.FM, which is our little radio network that you can get online and also on satellite. And now on your phone at 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. We've had a listen line for a long time that allowed you to listen to just the live stream from LRN.FM. This actually allows you to choose which show you want to listen to anytime you want. And because it's just a long-distance phone call, it doesn't actually use any of your data on your cell phone's data plan. But of course, it is going to use long distance minutes, so make sure you've got unlimited free long distance before you call the number, or at the very least, know what you're getting into with your cell phone plan. Number 641-793-9660. Plus, you can leave us a message if you want while you're listening to the show. Maybe you're inspired, you hear something you want to, you know, argue about or add something to, you're welcome to hit zero, and then you'll get a prompt to leave a message, and then that'll be delivered to us via our email boxes. So here again is that number. Punch it into your phone and save it. 641-793-9660. 641-793-9660. It's Ian, TJ, and Johnson in the studio tonight. I just want to address a complaint that came in from one of our I would say semi-regular callers. I don't think I won't put his name out there unless he wants to call in and talk about it. But the caller is frustrated by, or the person who sent the message is frustrated by the fact that Ralph was allowed to go on. And, you know, what I said was, look, first of all, Ralph is a what you call a chronic caller in the business, meaning that he will call as long as he's not doing something else that for whatever reason takes him away from his schedule. But he calls like clockwork every single night on this radio program. And so,
I'm sorry, someone who wants to listen to you that much, Ian, because I love the heck out of you, but I would not call into this show every day.
A chronic caller isn't necessarily a chronic listener. Some people, like Sarah, for instance, are frequently on the phones, and it's pretty clear they're not listening to the show. They're just calling because they know they can call this show. They know it's an open phone show. They know they're not going to get screened out. Your typical talk radio program is going to screen out any calls with the exception of the ones that they know their host can handle that's on the topic that's on the table at that moment.
Yeah.
That's generally how talk radio works. We break the rules on this show. And we will let anybody call in, so long as you can.
As long
you
as you don't violate the FCC rules.
As long as you don't say the F
seven
word.
Magic words you can't say.
Right. I don't know if there are seven words, but there are certain words that would definitely get our station in
believe
trouble.
Me, yeah. Well, we always think of creative ways to try to break, and we're like, we better not risk it. The FCC get mad and take us off the air. So.
Anyway, it's an open phone show, which means that you could call in and debate Ralph. You could call in, like, if you want to talk to Ralph. You can always just, you know, if I knew that you wanted to talk to Ralph and Ralph was on the line and I knew that you were available, I'd probably send you a message on Skype because this guy's on Skype. Like, hey, Ralph's on hold. You know, did you want to talk to him?
I'm just, as an engineer, I am looking at this as an engineer, and you're free to tell me that I am full of it and this is awful advice. But I'm like, look, dude, if a show is making you angry, do what I do in this show. Like, the two of you are going on about trademark law and I'm just sitting there screaming at the two of you, and I can't. I'm driving back from Illinois to here with James, and of course the whole way I'm just going, you guys, no, your analysis is all wrong. Da 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 da, and James just said, "Why don't you call into the show? Tell him what the correct answer is."
Right,
because the show was already over. We were listening to it on a delayed stream, so I was just having to listen to you guys get the wrong answer after, and just rather than saying, look, I don't know why it is the way it is, and just shutting up. The two of you went on and on and on, and I'm just going, dear God, if the two don't know what you're talking about, just talk about something you do know about. Because the people who are listening are going, no, you don't understand. Here's exactly why they're doing it. And I'd be telling, I forget who it was. Oh, it was The Legend of Zelda. I remember you were complaining about The Legend of Zelda. And I said, well, the way trademark works, and eventually Johnson got the correct answer. He finally figured it out. And I was like, oh, thank Jesus. There's one guy who got the correct answer on
what you're referring to is Nintendo has to go after their own fans in order to protect their copyrights.
Yes, their trademark. Copyright is different. Trademark is very specific. So there, you know what a Xerox and a Kleenex are?
Name brands.
Those are name brands for tissues and photocopies. Now, here's where it gets interesting. They lost their right to trademark Xerox. If I want, now see, here's a little thing. If I wanted that HP printer over there, it might be a little dicey to try to put Xerox and make a printer out of that. But I can't, trademark Xerox because it's in the public domain. If I want to make a Xerox.
Is it really? Or is that just what people say? It's just become so common that when people say, I want to make a copy, that they say Xerox.
Yeah, just like I'm going to Google something. And right. So the thing is.
I'm going to drink a Coke.
But are you really serious? They've lost their trademark?
Yes. Because Xerox actually sued for the right to say, it'll make Xerox copies. So like this one company that made photocopiers said, it will make perfect Xerox copies. And Xerox sued saying you can say can make a photocopy, but Xerox is our trademark. And because they had failed so consistently to defend it, the courts ruled, as they always will, if Nintendo out there, sure, they don't care about Zelda. Zelda's been dead for 20 years. But if they don't defend that Zelda trademark, if they don't go out and say, take it down, they don't care if you take it down. They just have to send the threat to take it down. Because here's what will happen. One day, Microsoft and the Xbox or Sony with the PlayStation, what if they want to make a Legend of Zelda game? Nintendo can't do anything. Right now, they could say, look, we have a trademark on Zelda. If you want to make a Zelda video game, you have to come to us because you can make any other video game you want, but if you want Zelda,
you got to pay a licensing fee.
Licensing fee, because that's our trademark.
Yep.
And, Your Honor, When the every time we've been challenged on it, we've defended it. So when someone tried to put up our Zelda thing on the Internet Archive, we sent them a takedown notice. We didn't actually enforce it. If they don't take it down, the legal department probably doesn't care. All they care about is they've paid their $500 to the legal firm. They have it on record. They've made the takedown threat. And that way, if they ever do have to actually sue Sony or Xbox or Microsoft, an actual record, they've got a bunch of documents to say, we've enforced our trademark consistently. Make them take this Xbox Zelda game
down.
Well,
yeah, but couldn't they also say, you need permission from us and give that permission very freely? Wouldn't that be the other way to handle this?
Well,
if
I were the trademark lawyer, I'd say that's very risky because that's dilution of your trademark. So, I mean, this happened with Jack Daniels. There was a
How would it be dilution of the trademark if they're actually...
That's what they call it in the legal biz.
Putting it under
dilution of your trademark.
But it's not dilution because they're bringing it under their trademark.
So if you give permission, then it better be very restrictive permission and said, okay, you're allowed to host it on the Internet Archive, but no reposting.
Maybe that's why Paramount came up with the restrictions for fan films.
Well, why wouldn't they just say, we're going to take ownership, but you need to give us partial ownership of this?
The thing about trademark law, it's very funny. And, you have to defend your trademark. The moment you stop defending your mark, it's not like you can just register a trademark.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but what I'm saying is that there's obviously methods and ways that they could go about this. One is threatening people.
Yes.
Right, and just going with this is what the government obviously wants us to do because the government loves to threaten people. So we should threaten people because that's sort of like the default mode of operation. But the other option would be to we need to defend our trademark. And in order to defend our trademark, you either need to be our property, or we need to give you permission. And we can't really give you permission because that would dilute our trademark. And they could explain this and say, so you need to become our property.
Jack Daniels did a remarkable thing. There was like a Piano Number 7 book. I forget the exact... I mean, basically, someone made a book cover in the style of the Jack Daniels trademark label.
Right.
And you buy a bad bottle of Jack Daniels whiskey. Jack Daniels handled it very classily. They said, look, we are so honored you chose to make a parody or an imitation of our logo for your book cover. Unfortunately, it would dilute our trademark, and we could risk if someone else were to try to do the same thing with a whiskey bottle, we have to defend it. So, we're not asking you. We just will pay you to destroy all the book covers. We'll pay you to have all new book covers printed. Keep the same book title. Just don't make it look like our logo. And we're honored, but we can't. And they were willing to pay for all the printing fees. And that was a classy
way to handle it. Seems really unusual.
Because they had already printed up like 100,000 of this book. And so their legal department said, look, we'll come up with a solution. We'll pay you to get rid of the book covers and just put up a new whatever book cover you want, but you can't use ours.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I suspect most companies wouldn't take that generous approach to somebody who was, I guess imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, so I'm glad they saw it that way. Seems like a good approach in a limited scheme of options. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, Skype, LRN.FM.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular Mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll free and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight, Ian here.
TJ the Spy.
And Johnson.
Whether it's being angry or trademarks or the DMV, we've talked about those things tonight. We'll get back into Johnson's story about anger here in moments, but your calls and thoughts come first. We've got Hung Like Jesus on the line via Skype. Calling from, where are you at, Hung Like Jesus?
I'm right outside of Atlanta.
Right outside of Atlanta. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, this Ralph Clown that I just really can't, I can hardly stomach. I realize this is a Free Talk Live, but Ian, I've heard you dismiss people mid-sentence who sounded crazy. I've heard that several times, but for some reason, Ralph seemed, I think Ralph was funny. I don't find him funny at all. What Ralph needs to do, what he actually needs to do, he needs to focus on getting into a decent speech therapy or focus on the animals in his country, because the animals in his country are a lot worse than any animal I've ever come across here.
Now, you're referring to the Philippines, which is where Ralph is from. I don't think Ralph is particularly funny, but, you know, sometimes I'm amused by his antics. And most of the, you know, for the most part, I think most of our chronic callers aren't really the best callers in the
you
world.
Don't say.
But, you know, that's
the Howard Stern whack pack is just lining up at our door.
That's just part and parcel of doing an open phones show. And most of the time we don't stick with the chronic calls for very long. Generally, the more you call the show, the less sort of leeway that you have to just go on about whatever. So we usually will call him out and, you know, question him pretty ferociously on the things that he says. Today we tried something different. We happened to have him and Sarah on the line at the same time, and so we decided to do a conference call and see how it worked out.
Well, you know, I just don't like sitting through it. I enjoy listening to Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, the funny thing is some people do like Ralph. So, you know, well, you can find people who like him.
You always know the wrong thing to say.
They may not agree. Okay, that's fine, TJ. But they may not agree with Ralph, but they're entertained by his calls. Other people can't stand him. The same thing's true of James Witt. The same thing's true of Sarah. And, of course, when you ask people, what do you think of so-and-so, then you'll find that some of the people who don't like Ralph like Sarah, but they don't like James Witt, or they, you know, like you. There have been comments about positive comments toward you. You're not a chronic caller, but you've yet gotten positive comments from the Amplifier forum. So I know for a fact some people enjoy your calls, but I bet some people don't like your calls either. It's just the way it goes. Some people like some of the hosts, some don't like some of the other hosts.
And that's why I keep my calls to a minimum, because I know everybody want to hear from me every night. But another point I like, and I hope Ralph is listening, which I doubt he listens to the show.
That's a big question. I don't know. I'd say Ralph is more likely to listen than Sarah, but I don't know.
Well, anyway, another thing I need for Ralph to understand is he's neither black nor white. So speaking from either side makes no sense to me. I don't think white people need his defense. And he knows as much about white guilt as he knows about Black Lives Matter. They just need to be both of them alone.
See, that's what I like. I like, people responding to other people, callers, you know, addressing what other callers have said or other hosts.
If Hung Like Jesus is angry, I would just say, dude, come on, stop listening to us. If we're making you angry, just stop listening to us. I know you want to listen, but if someone's making you angry, just please.
I'd rather someone call in than stop listening. I'd rather what you're doing right now. I'm sorry, go ahead, Hung.
A few minutes that I have to, it's only a few minutes. And he only gets me a little bit hurt when he's calling. Not that he's gone, I'm done. But I just, you know, just hearing him. I just didn't want to hear Ralph from New Jersey. Yeah,
well, the best thing to do in that case would be to, you know, maybe, you know, if we can get more people calling in, then the other rule is generally if you're a chronic caller, you have to wait to the back of the pack of callers. So if there's multiple calls on hold and there's a chronic caller who's one of them, the chronic caller will have to wait all the way through whenever we get through with whoever else is on hold. And that's just because we hear from them too often. So it's like, it's like almost like playing the same song on the radio in a way. Like the callers on talk radio are kind of the songs of talk radio. And so, yeah, if you play Ozzy's Crazy Train over and over again, some people are going to get pretty sick of it. But there's still those people that love Crazy Train, you know, so you just can't please everybody. The best solution, I think, is to participate, not to run away, TJ, as you're suggesting, but
just
to participate.
Turn off the thing for 5 minutes and then Ralph hangs up and back. On.
Sure.
I used to do, but I was caught off guard tonight. And
that Ralph, he'll sneak up on you.
You know, I just love people. They listen to, like, Rush Limbaugh or Hartson. This person makes me so angry. I listen to his show every day. And did you know what he said? I'm like, no, right. Why are you listening to someone who makes you angry every day?
So Hung Like Jesus, now that you've gotten that out of your system, was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
You know, I do. And it's something I've been wondering about for a while. It may be personal. It may be too personal. And I don't even know if you want to answer it.
Let's find out.
But I've been wondering what happened to Julia. I haven't heard from her in a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, she kind of moved on in her life. She's got a new boyfriend, moved physically out of Keene. And people move on.
So wait, was that bank loan girl?
A long time ago.
Was that bank loan girl? Or was that someone
else?
She
worked at a bank for a period of time. Yeah.
She was bank loan girl.
I don't know. I don't think she worked in the loan department.
At this point, right? That's several years now.
Since she's been on the show or since she's moved out of Keene?
Since she's moved out of Keene, you know, since you guys split. You know, that's a long time.
A couple years.
Wow. I was just curious about this whole time. Now.
Yeah, so there you go.
She's still around. She's still in New Hampshire.
That's true. Thanks, Hung, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, I got to say, I just saw this. I didn't see the topic until just now. James Witt was on hold. He wanted to talk to Hung Like Jesus, and I didn't see it until after Hung Like Jesus had gotten off the line. So I apologize about that. The toll-free number here is 855, and he's since hung up. 855-450-FREE. That's the number that allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind. So we were...
Should have Witt and Ralph on. They're battling racism.
No, Ralph doesn't get to call.
Are
back
you
tonight.
A neo-Nazi?
No.
Are you a KKK supporter? Well, call Free Talk Live and talk about your feelings.
That would be, you know, the battle of racism. You know, you could have that segment.
Now, wait, is Witt a racist?
I think he is.
I mean, he's definitely against Japanese people, it seems.
Well, so is my grandfather. But, you know, hey, what can I say?
So we were talking about anger, and Johnson, you were advocating for it, saying that it has helped you, that you have become motivated to get out to the gym.
Whenever I'm motivated, it's by some sort of negative feeling. I mean, you know, it's not. I'm not generally motivated by positive feelings. Positive feelings make me, because, you know, when I'm having fun, I'm generally relaxing.
You're more complacent.
Yeah, I'm much more complacent.
Now, where was the story coming from again? I forgot.
BBC Future.
BBC Future. All right.
So, now you can hire a happiness expert. You can undertake training in mindfulness or seek inner satisfaction via an app. The U.S. Army currently trains its soldiers, over 1 million people, in positive psychology, and optimism is taught in U.K. schools. Meanwhile, the happiness index has become an indicator of national well-being to rival GDP. The truth is, pondering the worst has some clear advantages. Cranks may be superior negotiators, cranky people, more discerning decision-makers, and cut their risk of having a heart attack. Cynics can expect more stable marriages.
Wait a minute. Angry people cut their risk of having a heart attack? I thought heart attacks were type A personality people. That...
Stress, not anger.
Okay.
So I think there's a difference.
Hmm.
And it's grumpy. You know, you don't necessarily have to be angry, like you know, rage-filled, to be just a grumpy, cynical person.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
there is a difference there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So cynics can expect more stable marriages, higher earnings, and longer lives, though, of course, they'll anticipate the opposite.
Hmm.
Good moods, on the other hand, come with substantial risks, sapping your drive, dimming attention to detail, and making you simultaneously gullible and selfish. Positivity is also known to encourage binge drinking, overeating, and unsafe sex. At the center of it all is our notion that our feelings are adaptive. Anger, sadness, and pessimism aren't divine cruelty or sheer random bad luck. They evolved to serve useful functions and help us thrive. Take anger. From Newton's obsessive grudges to Beethoven's tantrums, which sometimes came to blows, it seems as though visionary geniuses often come with extremely short tempers. There are plenty of examples to be found in Silicon Valley. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is famed for his angry outbursts and insults, such as, "I'm sorry, did I take my stupid pills today?" Yet they haven't stopped him building a $300 billion company.
Well, you know, it's certainly true. We do know people in our own life who were way too nice in running a company and ended up running it.
I believe I am married. I was my fiance.
I wasn't going to name names, but
I'm just like, James, next time you decide to run a business, hire me, because I'm just going to be like, look, you're not bringing enough money. We're paying you X, but we're bringing in Y, and right now you're costing us more than you're bringing in. You're fired.
Well, the thing is, he had the technical ability to know how much money should have been coming in or going out.
Right.
But he wasn't.
Well, he's like, this dude's my friend. I can't say, like, dude, your life's a mess. You can't show up to work on time.
He was running the business like a charity, essentially. And
that's got
you. Yep, and eventually it took all his money.
And then some. The toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
So studies. Now.
We'll talk more.
There's more studies on this.
More to come up here on grumpiness and how it could actually help you, according to Johnson. 855-453. I don't know if I agree, but we'll dig into it deeper coming up in hour number two. 855-453. But then again, if it works for you, who am I to say that it doesn't? It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.